Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
In the news this morning, several incidents, but I must begin this morning with the levels of shootings that are happening across Philadelphia. We have six shootings that struck victims across the city of Philadelphia, six people injured, and that follows many separate shooting incidents across the city of Philadelphia, according to police. So the first one happened, you think of what a beautiful evening it was last night, and the days are getting longer and all of that, but the first shooting happened right before 6:30. This was West Philadelphia, 28-year-old man shot in his head, 52nd Street, and then runs off up to Haverford Avenue. He was rushed up to Penn Pres to the hospital there, where he's listed in stable condition after being shot in the head. I think when you hear these shootings, when you hear about them, all I could think about was these miracle workers across our emergency departments, medical staff, nurses, and doctors. That second shooting happened within 28 minutes in the city's Hunting Park neighborhood, 800 block of West Pike Street. A 14-year-old and a 37-year-old were both shot, both victims in stable condition as well. And then minutes later, more gunshots ring out. This is the city of Philadelphia. This one, Girard Avenue in the Parkside section of Philadelphia. Another teen, 14 years young, shot this time in the arm. This 14-year-old boy in stable condition this morning in the hospital. And then a second victim in that situation, 20-year-old woman, suffered a graze wound. It did not go through her chest, but grazed her chest. She's in stable condition at Lankenau. But I'm not done. The fourth shooting, North Philadelphia, 3100 block of 22nd Street. And that happened just after 8:15 in the evening. A man was shot once in the lower abdomen, taken to Temple University Hospital, and that victim in extremely critical condition. Six shootings, including those young, those 14-year-olds that I mentioned. The age ranges, I was looking 14 up to 37 years old. Everybody survived. Everybody's in the hospital.
Two things, a sales proposal as well as a question. I think we should get King Shooter Supply back in here and have them sponsor the Stensland Shooting Minute, where we can sponsor, we can make money off of people's stupidity in the city. And also, here's the question. Now that the clocks have gone ahead, do the shootings occur later now that there's more daylight?
That's a good question.
I'd actually really love to know if there's data that shows that they're more frequent with more
light. It matters. I don't think it matters. Broad daylight, dead of night, I don't think it matters.
Yeah, you're probably right. Probably doesn't factor into their decision making.
How sad is that?
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
We have also Pennsylvania making national news with word of this missing University of Pittsburgh students. Sudishka Konaki. Her clothing was found on the Dominican Republic beach, where authorities now say they believe she was last seen going for a swim. So this, she was 20 years young, a legal permanent United States resident and an Indian citizen. She had vanished last week. It's spring break right now for all the college kids. And she had vanished last week. She was with a group of students on spring break to a spring break trip from U of Pittsburgh to the resort there in Punta Cana. And this is according to authorities. So Konaki and one of her friends were actually Virginia Loudoun County residents. However, she's a University of Pittsburgh student. The group of kids apparently from PA. So her clothing discovered on a beach bed close to the beach where she went missing. Police find no evidence of violence. This after going to a nightclub Wednesday night. I say this because there were other women traveling with her. There were some State Department concerns about spring breakers, and there were concerns that she was, that she had drowned to death, yes, but that there was foul play involved.
Wow.
So we're trying to watch this very carefully. Was she with someone?
Mm-hmm.
Was there foul play, or was this a tragic accident?
Yeah, we're actually, speaking of these horrific stories, we're now at the 20-year anniversary of Natalie Holloway, if you remember that story.
Oh, I interviewed her mom.
Oh,
over
yeah.
Over the years. Her
yeah.
mom started a charity. Her mom was here and everywhere.
Yep.
My wife and I were captivated
goodness.
By that story our last year of college.
Yeah, it's these spring break stories, I mean, they don't happen a lot. Like you said, it was like the last one that got national attention was the Natalie Holloway one. But, you know, when you send a bunch of kids to another country.
How the hell do these college kids afford this?
And, I mean, dude.
They have all kinds of deals.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they want stupid Americans down there spending money, getting drunk, and
on the booze cruise
and disappearing in the ocean.
Yep, yeah. Did anybody on the show do a spring break?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never did a spring break. If I would have, it would have been in probably Fort Lauderdale or something in Florida. I don't think I would have. I don't think I would have done the Dominican.
I think it's scary. You think Aruba, Natalie Holloway, Aruba, you think, and her parents had said at the time, her mom, they thought it was safe.
Yeah.
And they went with their entire school group.
And then along came that scumbag, Jorin Vandersloot.
By the way, I've been to Aruba many times. It's a lovely island.
Oh, I love it.
And it's a very safe island.
Yeah.
You know, just because one thing happens, it's
you have to do it. The crown jewel one time is Atlantis. My wife and I did it in 2013, and it was not cheap, but it blows away Punta Cana and all the other ones that are out there.
I love it. They've redone it, and it's much more expensive now. You know what I mean?
Oh, but even more than it was to 12 years?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
It's a fortune.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll just refinance something.
I know, right? But it is, I agree with you, Atlantis is gorgeous.
Oh, it was amazing.
We have an investigation underway in what's being called, and this is Montgomery County on the main line, Montgomery County Grade School, what they are describing, police are saying some very hateful and hurtful graffiti, including swastikas, some really vulgar, nasty words, drawings, but vandalizing this local grade school. And so there is an investigation underway.
It's not the main line. It's
oh, that's right. It's Upper Moreland. Although, Greg, I will point out to you, it's Upper Moreland Elementary School. They call Westchester the main line now.
Oh, really?
Oh, is it expanding?
Yeah, they've expanded. Well, it's probably
like
the salespeople, the brand managers of our region. But they actually call, my husband always says, like, Westchester's the main line. But they do claim that.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're right. It's Montgomery County. Discovery of this hateful vandalism. Both Upper Moreland Elementary and middle school properties there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the vandals were spotted in the back of the school and the playground areas. So there was they've released this security camera where you can see this vehicle and it's speeding away. You can see at the end of the video, if you watch it, that it's a red sedan. That gets away, but it does include the swastikas, some vulgar words. They're trying to clean that up, but as well put the word out. They're trying to get these guys who spend about 20 minutes.
Oh my God!
Well, they're training to be for the cause when it comes to Gaza and Palestine. They're young whippersnappers in the making. Future Ivy League students, which, by the way, we'll give you a story later about all of the anti-Semitism on college campuses in the Lehigh Valley. Of all places.
By the way, with all the surveillance cameras and everything, do these kids think they're going to get away with stuff now? You know what I mean? Like, they don't think schools and school property is monitored? Of course it is.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous that, whatever.
I mean, can you make out the license plate?
No.
Maybe they're not. So maybe that, I wonder, did they cover the plate or is it just that it's blurry? But what they're obviously going through and trying to track that vehicle. and even off, you know, sometimes they'll ask residents if they're going through a residential area.
Yeah.
Do you have, can everybody check, please, your doorbell style cameras? Did anybody get a red vehicle during this time? You know, they'll go door to door, even neighborhoods, just trying to track the vehicle, mm-hmm. hoping they can get that plate.
Well, Nick, you said, you know, future college students, that area is not a woke area. So I'm not 100% sure that your claim that it's, you know, that it's about the Palestinians and the Gaza is
okay.
true.
Yeah.
Well, I think it might just be a bunch of kids who are, you know, just trying to be.
Being dopes.
Yeah.
Being dopes. But we've seen the floodgates open on anti-Semitism since October of 2023.
Well, that's true. We do have some Steven Spielberg sightings, apparently. And this is, this particular spot is South Jersey that we're hearing that Spielberg is in the area for his next big movie. And so state troopers had to block off all the roads, as they often do with the local cops, the state cops. They'll block off roadways and that sort of thing. But it's a rural area with some train tracks, and it's in both Tuckahoe and Woodbine, New Jersey. Mm. But I know there were Spielberg sightings as well in the Philadelphia area. So I don't know if he's where he's staying or where the crew is staying. But we've had a lot of different, you know, buzz about Spielberg's in the area.
Mm. So they're filming a Spielberg movie in South Jersey, and he might be staying in Philadelphia.
And Emily Blunt as well. And Coleman Domingo, other stars.
Who's Coleman Domingo?
So
look him up.
I actually made a cameo in a movie in 1999 in Easton, Pennsylvania.
There we go.
My angel is a centerfold.
Yeah.
What movie?
Did you ever see the movie called The Florentine?
I know Jim Florentine.
Do you remember the actor Michael Madsen?
Nope.
You don't remember Michael Madsen?
No.
He's like, nope.
It was like a low-budget movie. We got stuck behind him in the... Michael Madsen and the cat from 90210, Luke Perry.
Yep.
And Michael Madsen were the two actors. And my dad and I were coming across the Free Bridge from Phillipsburg, New Jersey to Easton. And we got stuck behind those two guys in a car together. But, of course, they weren't driving it. It was being towed along and filmed for Hollywood.
Did you get paid?
No.
By the way, Coleman Domingo from Philadelphia went to Temple.
Yes.
Yep.
And... just a headline for you. The owners, remember we did the story, and this is South Jersey, the Jersey Kebab restaurant owners that ICE had gone to their establishment. It was not a raid.
Yeah.
But the father in the case, he was actually let go with an ankle bracelet. The mother in the case scheduled for a hearing today. So we're just watching this, a federal immigration hearing after agents took her into custody last month. So just a thought to give you a heads up on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, some good news for us, as I'm not surprised, but the announcement did come down that, yes, the Eagles have accepted the White House invitation to head to the, you know, Super Bowl celebration at the White House.
Yes.
So nailing down those deets.
I think the word was it ecstatic? Let me see here.
Yes, ecstatic.
Yes, they are.
The E word.
No, I'm sorry. Enthusiastically accepting the invite to the White House. There you go. Yeah.
Which is nice.
Jalen Hurts going to have a MAGA hat on.
Which is fine.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. What do you think? Well, Lane Johnson could very well put a MAGA hat on. I would put that at even money.
You would?
Yeah.
So do we think...
Oklahoma boy.
Do we think they're all going to go?
No. I told you, what was it, 2 weeks ago you asked that. I'd say there's 53 guys on the roster. I'll go under 50. There'll be at least three people that skip out.
Brandon Graham is going to be one of them, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why I think that, but I do.
Yeah? He's a Michigan boy. Who knows? He might have posters of Gretchen Whitmer in his bedroom.
I think they should all go. I think it doesn't matter what your political allegiance is. You need to be or if you get invited to the White House, you go.
Yeah, yeah. I figured this. I mean, that was my prediction. Like Dawn, you know, the climate's different now. Things have changed from the first time around when Nikki Foles took us to the promised land.
Yes. I'm glad they're going. It's just nice. What's not nice, the headlines this morning, again, with the Dow dropping And we're watching that very carefully. Headlines, and Nick will talk about this with Elon Musk, Doge, and as well we'll be talking about Trump, the stock market, all of that in the headlines.
Hey, by the way, too, you mentioned it as far as things dropping. Phil gave me this right before we started. Egg prices in the last 10 days are down 77 cents per dozen, which would be a 11.26% drop. $6.08 a dozen is your going rate in America.
See?
Well, they were actually
pancakes, not omelets, people.
They were $5.90. I told you yesterday. They were $5.97 at Aldi on yesterday's show. So that's actually below average.
This is your extra special Nick Kale on Kale and Company Report.
Hey,
Report.
Look, I mean, John.
How about the cranberry bogs?
That's right. As John F. Kennedy once famously said on this show,
I like omelets.
And you know what? You got to crack some eggs if you want to make an omelet.
I could eat an omelet at every meal.
But not at $6 a pop.
By the way, Road Warrior and Newman Price on the YouTube chat are having their own little
what?
Back and forth. And what? They might be mocking Jalen Hurts.
Oh. And it's be nice.
And his Window Nation spot.
Proud sponsor of our veteran spotlight.
They're a great sponsor.
WPHT, you jack munches.
They are a great sponsor. They just, the Jalen might, you know, have a mouthful of marbles.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. When you're doing those commercials, Jalen.
Try harder not to suck.
Well, that could apply to the Sixers.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Lost to the Hawks, 132-123. The good news is we suck so bad that we'll get, as Nick Kale famously said, we'll get more balls.
Big balls.
And yeah,
the biggest
so,
ones.
You know,
the
or the lottery.
Yes.
So we got that going for us.
That's
which
right.
Is nice.
Yep.
And that's not all. We are 69 degrees for your high today. What a gorgeous day for the forecast. Warmest day of the week. So maybe we'll break a record or two. Get out and enjoy the bright sunshine. Piazza Auto Group, thank you for sponsoring our first edition. Kale and Company News Live. Experience the difference from Piazza Hyundai of Pottstown and Westchester. Shop their extensive inventory of new as well as certified pre-owned Hyundai models like the Santa Fe, the Tucson, the Palisade online at PiazzaHyundai.com. Piazza Auto Group sponsors us for first edition Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Big Take is coming up on the other side as Elon Musk is officially in the crosshairs, not just with X, but also at his Tesla dealerships. Front and center, Elon Musk on the other side. But right now, front and center should be you focusing on your lawn. That's right, Natural Lawn of America, because when you're choosing a lawn care service, it makes sense to hire a company that provides better results and is safer for your family and your pets. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. From organic fertilizers to safer weed and insect controls, they make sure that your lawn thrives naturally season after season. But don't just take my word for it. Join the growing number of homeowners that are switching to Natural Lawn and their safer services. You can schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today and get free seeding every year. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding every single year, call Natural Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Kale and Company Podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, it's brought to you by Staples, Elon Musk in the crosshairs. You know, if this was professional wrestling, it would be the biggest heel turn of all time. For those that don't understand the reference, it's going from a good guy to a bad guy. Elon Musk was once adored by the left for his views on climate change, his Tesla car, and then he traded it all in for a black MAGA hat, and now he's the number one target of deranged progressives and the mainstream media, as well as the Democrat Party. And I think it's become crystal clear over the last 3 or 4 days, when you think about it, from protests and vandalism at multiple Tesla headquarters to the threats he receives on social media from TikTok users to the latest alleged cyber attacks yesterday on social media platform X. It has become obvious he is now on par with Donald Trump. And yes, I'm aware he hasn't been prosecuted like Trump has, and thank God he hasn't been shot at, but it's also very early on. And those things didn't happen to Trump until he was around for 7 or 8 years in the political arena. And here's the knocking on wood that it never happens. But yesterday's big news happened in the late morning hours as we approached the lunchtime hour, as X reportedly underwent multiple cyber attacks. Listen and watch this breaking news report.
Okay, this just in. John, if you're having issues on X today, perhaps you are at home. I certainly have been today. Apparently, there is an outage, and Elon Musk now says that a foreign actor might be responsible for this. This is what he wrote. He says there was, still is, a massive cyber attack against X. We get attacked every day, but this was done with a lot of resources, either a large coordinated group and or a country is involved. So some serious allegations there from the owner of X.
And perhaps to the surprise of some, the legacy media was actually all over this story. CNN with a front page story yesterday. Headline, Elon Musk's X hit by waves of outages in what he claims is a massive cyber attack. CNN wrote the following. According to outage tracking site Down Detector, the problems began around 6 a.m. Eastern when up to 21,000 users reported problems. The issues temporarily died down before nearly 40,000 more users reported outages at 10 a.m. Since 12:30 p.m. yesterday, there had been about 26,000 reports at the time of writing. Many users on Down Detector complained that the app wouldn't load and the outage appeared to be global, according to Down Detector's international sites. Down Detector data is self-reported, meaning it doesn't fully represent the outage's scale. CNN reached out to X, though the company doesn't usually respond to press inquiries. That according to what CNN wrote. So who is responsible for this? Well, Elon Musk joined Larry Kudlow yesterday on Fox Business, and he said his tracing findings reveal the following. Listen and watch this.
Another thing, everyone's attacking you for your position. What are you doing in the government? There was a cyber attack on X today, which shut it down and may have been foreign sourced.
Yes.
It's a big story. You want to give us a moment on that?
We're not sure exactly what happened, but there was a massive cyber attack to try to bring down the X system with IP addresses originating in the Ukraine area.
Oh, well, so that's your suspicion. Is the website, is the internet up? Is it up yet?
It's up, yeah.
It's up yet. Okay, good.
So IP addresses originating in the Ukraine area doesn't mean it's the Ukrainian government. Could be some whiz kid, but there's two ways to look at this, at least the way I view it from the Ukraine allegations. Could make total sense. Zelensky's slush fund is drying up. Many tech wizards, presumably with Ukrainian ties, or maybe just in their feelings, and they pull off this hack. Or the flip side, Elon is lying, and this is political leverage to get a deal done with Zelensky, Trump, and Putin. General Mike Flynn, with a different perspective, he posted the following, quote, check to see if the CIA was acting behind the scenes first before going off on China or Russia, please. There is a silent war still going on inside of the United States to undermine the administration of President Donald Trump. That could also be possible. Who knows? None of us can truly say, or it just could have been technology crapping out, like Stalker's Board on a Wednesday morning. But there's no doubt that Elon has a bullseye on his back. Here were the protests outside of a Tesla dealership just over the weekend. Listen and watch this.
Oh, Elon Musk has got to go. Oh, Elon Musk has got to go.
NBC News with the following headline, quote, Tesla facilities face wave of attacks as Elon Musk delves into politics. They write, in one single case, a 40-year-old woman is accused of vandalizing a Tesla dealership in Colorado 5 times over multiple weeks. In total, there have been over 10 incidents at various locations nationwide in the recent weeks. The always tolerant, inclusive, and mostly peaceful left. A lot of women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s with rage and blue hair roaming the streets. They seem stable, don't they? Speaking of stable, let's go to our nation's capital, where this protest over Doge just happened. Listen and watch this.
When you wake up or when you're on your weekend and you get the fork in the road message, or you get the subsequent 5 bullets, hey, what the hell did you do, you lazy federal worker, this week? How frightening is it that someone on X, the owner of X, speaks to you directly to say, what did you do last week at work? And if you don't answer, I am going to fire you. But even more egregious, the president comes out, the most powerful person in the land, and endorses that message. How do you think that makes federal workers feel?
I know not everybody is on YouTube, but that lady was outside wearing a mask with nobody within 15 feet of her shouting into a microphone. Pretty sure she didn't vote for Trump regardless. But what's happened here, in my opinion, is quite simple. Elon Musk has triggered an entire generation of liberals. And why? Because he's unearthed corruption at the highest levels. Sure, the obvious statement is he's joined forces with Trump, but he's unearthing all of the absurdities that we've all expected and suspected. And to elicit this type of reaction means only one thing. He's doing a really good job. Here was Trump with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday. Listen and watch this.
What he, you just said, what he's done is unbelievable. Now, you could then add some, well, but what about the... He's found hundreds of billions of dollars worth of fake contracts, and I read them, just a tiny portion of them, the other night. Transgender surgery on mice, hundreds of, I mean, the money they're spending on all of this stuff, the whole thing's a scam. And you'll find ultimately that the money that they sent comes back to a lot of the people that made those deals. Okay, you're going to find that. What he's also done is made people realize how many people should be cut. Because normally you go in and say, all right, cut 4% of your workforce. He said cut 50%, 60%, 70%. That's a big thing. No, he's done a great job.
Elon Musk will reportedly, by his own admission, be out of the Doge department in the summer of 2026. But in the meantime, you can expect the man exposing the rot and bloated funding to be under constant observation, scrutiny, and threats, probably every single day, moving forward, and perhaps forever. Trump knows a thing or two about that, but something tells me that Elon Musk can handle it. And in a sick and twisted way, I think Elon Musk relishes it. And yes, I voted for this as well. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by the good folks at Staples. Your local Staples, where I get my legal pads and pens, has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends April 5th. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, let us have your opinions on social media. I think X is working, unless they've been hacked, and also on YouTube. Dawn, this was occurring yesterday during your show, if I look at the clocks correctly, unless you've changed day parts.
It was pretty much intermittent. So even though there was an outage, and then it seemed like they would get it back, and then it was... So it was, I would say, intermittent, even though they said it was brief.
Yeah. Do you buy the Ukraine hack or the somebody with a Ukrainian IP address? Is this next level politics? Is this 3D chess? Is this all about getting the better end of a deal to make Ukraine look bad as they shut down Elon Musk's X? I think from what I read, there were four distinct mass outages throughout the day between the hours of 6 a.m. and about 1:15 p.m. I'm not sure that I buy Ukraine. It could be China. It could be Russia. It could be a couple of kids drinking Mountain Dew and eating Cheetos in a dorm room that are super talented and smart, right?
Well, there is a group named a Dark Storm, a pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish group.
Could be them as well.
They claim, they have put word out, they claim that they did this hack.
Okay.
So that I, you know, if you believe them, mm-hmm. they are a group of hackers, I guess.
Okay.
They put out the word that they claim they did this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a way to probably, I mean, I would assume that they have different ways of investigating this.
Yep. And I think so, Elon Musk has probably obviously done the tracing, or somebody that works with him has done the tracing, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, ultimately, that's pennies on the dollar. I think the big picture question here is, moving forward, I mean, is Elon Musk, and I'll ask the question because I said this about Trump a year ago, and, you know, not amazingly, but well, maybe amazingly, it did happen. Somebody tried to kill him. We've got a lot of deranged, mentally ill people out there, and we say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek at times when we mock people with blue hair on TikTok. But we're not lying when there is, I mean, legitimately sick human beings out there. And, you know, Trump has faced death threats. Is Elon Musk the next guy?
Well, we know that there are, I mean, they have said there were death threats against him already.
He claims that he gets them on a daily basis.
I believe it. I just think that it doesn't get reported as much. And it does not behoove him or anybody else to openly and publicly and regularly discuss that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just tell you right now, you have copycats. And I would even wonder, when they investigate this Twitter thing, the X thing that happened that he called a massive cyber attack, I would even wonder, once the word got out, did it inspire different groups of hackers?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised. Mm-hmm. Whenever you start saying, oh, do you notice this? Oh, this school is shut down due to fill in the blank. Bomb threat, whatever. And it's why we don't, in the news in general, that's why this stuff is not generally reported,
mm-hmm.
because of that. And
yeah.
They usually ask you not to constantly keep it in the headlines.
Yeah. I actually think it could have been Greg Stocker, because as we know,
not everything needs to be on Twitter.
He was the only guy in America happy yesterday about the outage.
Oh, if I could take that site down, I would, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Of course, I'm not smart enough or talented enough to know how to do any of that, so I'll just yell at it.
You would take them all down, too, wouldn't you? You would abolish social media across the board.
Yeah.
Donald Trump saying yesterday to Republicans, conservatives, and all great Americans, Elon Musk is, quote, putting it on the line in order to help our nation, and he is doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, he's Trump's shield. Because
yes.
Trump, like, Elon Musk is taking the brunt of all the of all the quote-unquote, and I don't want to joke about his bullets, because
yep.
they both have gotten death threats, but
mm-hmm.
like, it's Musk is Trump's shield right now. He's
yes.
the one taking all of the criticism, which
yes.
is exactly set up beautifully.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
This is like welcoming in a new wrestler to your stable and letting them take all the abuse while you sit back and say, you know what? I had to deal with that for a long time. Why don't you handle that?
I don't know what Elon Musk gets out of it because the Tesla stock is tanking. Like, every other business he has is tanking. So, like, I'm not sure what he gets out of it, but he certainly seems to relish it.
He really does. He really does.
Here's the thing. You know, you say that, oh, it's tanking. I would love to have that problem.
Yeah, it's a first world problem, right? Right. Yeah, I mean.
It's down to a snapshot.
If you're a business person and your stock is tanking and people are, putting Nazi signs on your dealerships, like, that's not exactly good for business.
No. It's horrible.
But remember, he also rebounded with X. Remember, he paid $44 billion for it. He lost $22 billion on the deal, and now the latest reports, I think in the last 2 or 3 months, is that it's worth more than it's ever been worth. So sometimes you have to take a step back to take a step, 2 steps forward. Maybe that happens with Tesla. Although I think I really could see that car, not that the Tesla brand is going to go away and become extinct, but there are a lot of people. I mean, you know how the left is. They want to cancel everything they disagree with. So there will be, I think, continued boycotts and probably vandalism of his properties. I think there was a video I saw yesterday. Again, take it for what it's worth. It's a video on the internet. But it was like 11 different cars in the Tesla lot had all their tires damaged and stripped and destroyed. I mean, I thought we were past, you know, flattening people's tires with a pocket knife, but...
Well, it's just interesting to me that the same people who praised him and loved him 4 years ago now all of a sudden don't.
Oh, yeah.
That's ironic and stupid.
I try to be consistent with it. Like, yeah. Once I realized Bruce Springsteen was a liberal, I didn't stop listening to his music. Once I realized Michael Jackson was a pedophile, I didn't stop listening to his music. Once Michael Vick, you know, did his time in jail for killing dogs and interstate gambling, I was watching him again. I mean, I can get past. Some people can't get past other people's political leanings.
I cannot get past the pedophile.
No,
I'm just going to raise my hand.
I'm not saying I would have him sleep. I wouldn't send my daughters to.
I don't think he'd be interested in your daughter.
What was the land that he sent to?
Neverland.
Neverland. Yeah, I'd send them to see Peter Pan in Neverland. But Peter Pan looks like a pedophile too. But you know, like this whole thing of, oh my God, Elon Musk is a Republican now. And you don't. So I guess your allegiance to helping fight against climate change and EV mandates, I guess that was all for nothing, right? So what happens now? Do you just pivot to another EV car? You get a hybrid from Toyota because Elon wears a dark black MAGA hat now? I mean, give me a break. That's as much of a load of crap as the person that spends their life looking to buy everything made in America. I will not buy that because that hat was made in Taiwan. What a miserable existence. I don't believe those people. Just like the NFL people. I'm not going to watch the NFL anymore. The Super Bowl halftime show was too woke for me. Stop. Allergy season kicking in, by the way. I have to keep clearing my damn throat.
It's just hard. Well,
can I get a Zyrtec deal?
That's the warm weather for you. That's the price we pay.
Yeah. Lastly, just to wrap up with Trump's post on Truth, the radical left lunatics, as they often do, are trying to illegally and collusively boycott Tesla, one of the world's greatest automakers, as Elon's baby, in order to attack and do harm to Elon and everything he stands for. They tried to do it to me at the 2024 presidential ballot box, but how did that work out? In any event, I'm going to buy a brand new Tesla tomorrow morning as a show of confidence and support for Elon, a truly great American. Why should he be punished for putting his tremendous skills to work in order to help make America great again?
Isn't that interesting? Do you think that now the Tesla used to be the sign of the woke, progressive, you know, a tree hugger?
But there was also the Mike Opelkas of the world that are absolutely staunch conservatives that were Tesla owners as well.
Okay.
I think it cut across party lines to some extent.
But do you think now it's a symbol of MAGA? To own a Tesla?
No.
If it is, if it became the sign of MAGA, that would be very good for one Elon Musk.
I will tell you that. Yeah.
Because that's a loyal base of people.
Sure. And we can relate to that here.
With our sponsors. If Elon could only dream of with his
but why hasn't
freaky
it?
Looking trucks.
But why hasn't it?
Because look at the vehicles. The number one vehicle when we all drive into work is the F-150. I would say that's right. And our, you know, between 4 and I'll say between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. That's probably the number one vehicle because these are working men.
Landscapers.
Who are going to work. And so if Elon Musk could appeal to those guys and create a price point and a vehicle that's attractive to them, that would be a huge market for him.
You know, I also think this. I mean, I know people sit there and say, well, Elon Musk, Tesla, left wing initially. Now, Elon Musk, right wing. Is it? And then, of course, there's the, you know, the electric element to Tesla. And certainly people that buy them, you know, think they're helping out, you know, the climate and the atmosphere. Or it could just be as simple as this. Maybe people just like Tesla because it's a high-tech, weird-looking car.
Agreed, but I believe that Tesla used to be a sign, a symbol of the quote-unquote mainline, hate has no home here.
The virtue signaling crowd.
Yeah, people gates on their front door. Mm-hmm. Like, those people. Has it switched now? Is it now, like, do you now look at a Tesla and say, well, that's a Trump voter?
No. No, I don't really, I see them all the time and I don't really have much of a thought on them at all. I really don't. It's just like, my daughters, they spot them out all the time. Yeah. Like they play the backseat Tesla game, right?
How about Cybertrucks? Do you see a Cybertruck and say that's a Trump voter?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's now Jason Kelsey every time.
Yeah. Now yeah. I do.
Yeah. It's interesting too.
But not the Tesla.
The Tesla is kind of mixed.
Yeah.
But to Nick's point, like I think that the kids, like in the younger kids and high school kids, college kids, love the Tesla, those smaller vehicles.
It's a trendy thing.
The ones that are like mid-30s, that they've marketed to that age group as well.
I'm also looking at this. I just searched this while you guys were chatting. The top-selling car brands. Now, this is for 2023. Toyota was number one in America with an 11% market share, followed by Volkswagen and Honda. First American company comes in at number four. That's Ford, followed by Hyundai and Nissan. A lot of the brands that you can get at Piazza Auto Group, by the way.
Amen.
Tesla only has a 2.29% market share in this country. So I know we see them. We think we see them a lot, but I think it's just because they stand out. You know, it's like the plane crashes. They're not happening as much as we think they are.
Yeah.
They just get a lot of coverage. So I think Tesla is actually, let me see here, 3, 6, 9 to 11, 12, 13. It's the 14th most purchased brand in America. So it is not a dominant vehicle on the American roadways.
Yeah.
At least as of 2023 numbers.
Yeah.
Of course, somebody will fact check that on YouTube and tell me they were number 5 last year. And then I'll just want to throw my head through a window.
Let us not forget that the vehicle, and I say that in air quotes, that he's most interested in are his, you know, rocket ships going to Mars. That's his big business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Government contracts.
The ones that keep blowing up?
Well, yeah, as we talked about.
Was he the one that just
week,
blew up over the little boat in the water?
There were two of them last week.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. If you want to jump in, 855-839-1210. The last thing on Elon, and then we'll get to some different stuff in the 7 o'clock hour. Dawn's got the news coming up shortly. We have our cut sheet at 7:45, and of course, our Elon Musk impressionist, along with our Donald Trump impressionist, Alex Byron, Sean Farish, together today.
It's going to be great.
On Kale & Company at 9 o'clock. But I want, you know, I think most people know I like this guy. I've mentioned it on the show before. And I really have not had a chance to watch a ton of cable news in the last handful of months. But two or three nights a week, if I have 15 minutes, I'll watch the opening segment of The Five. You know, I love The Judge. I love Gutfeld. And Jesse Waters is probably my favorite guy because he's snarky. He's kind of a playful jerk. And that's kind of the way I operate as well. But I've got to rip Jesse Waters. This is complete hypocrisy if this story is true. And he's a Philly guy, right? Even though he's kind of an elitist, you know, private school Philly kid. So we don't really. Yeah, he's like Villanova to my Temple in many regards. But according to The Atlantic.
Yeah, I've got news for you. Anybody like me who lives in the city of Philadelphia, you at least up until you can get into one of the few really good high schools that are public, you're not going to a public school.
I don't blame you. No, I would not put my kids in public school. That's why I chose Montgomery.
Which I'm sad to say.
Yeah.
And the good public schools, by the way, like Jenks in Chester, there's a waiting list. Even if you live like right next door to it, there's already waiting lists.
Wow.
So you can't even get into the school.
Parents are waking up, right? People are smartening up. They know what's going on. They're reading things. I think COVID really woke up a lot of people with the education in this country in the last 5 years. So apparently, Jesse Waters went on a rant on The Five, or maybe it was on his own show. But The Atlantic says that the comments made by Jesse Waters is what led to Donald Trump making that little bit of a pivot to rein in Elon Musk. Remember, Trump said that we need to be more scalpel rather than hatchet. We're all for trimming the fat, but we have to keep some of the good people. How The Atlantic would know this or report this, I don't know. But they said that Jesse Waters' comments got back to Trump and was one of the inflection points for him to kind of rein in Elon Musk. And it's all because Jesse Waters apparently has a friend with a military background that was unfortunately doged. Now, I can say that I've seen enough of Jesse Waters in the last 2 or 3 months where Doge has become a very popular thing. And he's up there just like I am, just like other people that love the concept of Doge and trimming the fat. Oh, gut it all, blibbity blah, blah. But then all of a sudden, he's got a close friend that lost their job in the federal government. And I am very, very much in love with those who serve our country. So you don't even need to tweet me. Don't even waste your time in the YouTube comments. You know my affinity for veterans. But this notion that, oh, I love Doge and that, well, it affects me personally. Now I'm pissed about it. You can't have it both ways. You can't be out there gas bagging saying, I voted for it, I voted for it, I voted for it. And then all of a sudden you want to make a little bit of a 180 when it affects you on a friend or family level. That's not to say I don't have emotion and feeling for people that lose their job. I felt for the guy that called in 2 weeks ago that the NBC 10 story, the former producer here that lost his job. But this is what we voted for. This is what we signed up for. And again, we go back to the initial concept here of being told by an employer that your services are no longer needed. It sucks. It doesn't matter if you're a part-time landscaper in college, if you have a six-figure job, if you work for a radio company, if you work for the federal government. This notion that, oh my God, the world is crashing and burning because I lost my job, and I've lost jobs. I've had to go home after relocating a family to another time zone and say, Daddy lost his job today. You feel like a piece of garbage, especially when the wife gives you the side eye. But like Jesse Waters, dude, stick by your opinion. And I know nobody else in this industry has the balls to call out big bad Jesse Waters, but have conviction and be consistent. You can't just say, oh, you can read the story. It's on Media. But come on, dude. Hey, come on, Mr. Brin, my hair is nicely coiffed. Stop. Ridiculous. Oh, he was a veteran. He was not a, he said, quote, he was not a DEI hire. Don't matter if you're a DEI hire or not. Does not matter. People lose jobs. Unfortunate fact of life. Whether it's justified or you totally got screwed over by the boss, man. Just happens. If you're talented and you work hard and you got skins on the wall and you've got a resume and a LinkedIn and a Wikipedia that you can say, hey, future employer, look what I did for 8 years or 16 months or 2.5 years. If you're an asset, you'll be picked up.
The bigger story, and this story was out, Mediaite reported it February 20th, yep. Then they picked it up again. But the big story is Jesse's friend, who was a military veteran, was still on his probationary period.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not his friend's fault,
right.
But the big story here is that the Biden administration was hiring an overwhelming amount of people to fluff up and puff up those employment numbers. So when we were hearing, oh, look at the latest numbers, and I was reporting on it, oh, Kale and Company, latest numbers are out for unemployment, the jobless rate,
yeah.
Look at this, more people were hired. Well, little did we know or realize that, in fact, a lot of those jobs were the Biden administration just flooding the market, if you will, hiring in the federal jobs market. Not the private market.
But
what we've seen in the Trump administration, and I know that Lutnick had said this very eloquently, I think it was over the weekend or Friday, But this was a situation where these are the newer job numbers that we're seeing are private job creations. In other words, it's real. It's not fabricated. It's not faux due to federal jobs.
Yeah.
And so for this story, I know Mediaite, they slant left, obviously.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
And so they're really, you know, putting this out there. But Jesse Waters' friend, who's a military veteran, I'm sorry to hear that. But the truth is, he was still on his probationary
period. You make a great
period.
Point. Seniority, right?
He was a new hire.
Right.
Why did we have all these new hires when we have this huge deficit and we didn't need these people?
And it cuts both ways, too, in the workplace. Sometimes it's the one with seniority that goes over the newbie because the one with seniority has a bloated salary and it's a fat trimming operation. In other situations, it's seniority based. The person that's been there for 22 years is retained. The person that's been there for 17 weeks gets the axe. Just a fact of life. I mean, you either like Doge or you don't. But the notion that federal employees cannot lose their job and that the world is going to crash and burn because you lost your job. I mean, all right, you know, we've all had that moment. You know, take your weekend, you know, drown yourself in some Bud Light. Not that I ever have. And then get back up on your horse and start riding again on Monday. Let's go here.
But think about it. Think about just put this in perspective right now. So what they're doing is they're saying, hey, all of you out there, you plebs, you know, in the real world, you all were paying for us. In other words, we all either lost our jobs during the pandemic, lost businesses, or at the very least were forced to take significant pay cuts to keep jobs, right?
Yes, absolutely.
The federal workers all, none of them, lawmakers, whether it's here in Philadelphia City Council or the legislature in Pennsylvania across the country, as well as Congress, oh no, they kept their six-figure gigs. They got to Zoom it in and work from home, and they still feel entitled that we all had to pay for their jobs, for them to keep their jobs. So either, I would say this, I feel terrible for anybody, including myself, my family, all of us. My husband lost his job during the pandemic. It was tough. It was really tough.
Yep.
We all here at Odyssey, we took significant pay cuts for those of us who could keep our jobs. There were layoffs. It was horrible. So for these people to have the audacity to say, well, you can't fire me, I'm taking you to court. You know, either we have consistency across the country and nobody can be fired, or everybody can, yes, be doged. Because we all in the private sector, we've been hurt by Doge. Our families are still suffering from, quote unquote, the Doge post during the pandemic and beyond.
Yes, indeed. Well said. 855-839-1210, the phone number, if you want to jump in. News to kick off hour number two. And then a couple of stories on the Department of Education front, as it was announced yesterday that 60 more universities, according to the Trump administration and Linda McMahon, saying they are under scrutiny, and there are a ton of local ties with local institutions. Who's the next Columbia? Come on down. Hour two is next.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Casino.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.